Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor Brandon Lindell, Executive Ministry Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
I want to speak to you. I'm excited about tonight's message because it's so important for us to understand as Christians, and important for us to understand because of what God is doing in the life of the church. Do you know, the Bible says, we reference this scripture often, it says this in Proverbs, if people can't see what God is doing, what happens? They stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are blessed. So if we want to experience blessing in our life, the best way to do that is to say, God, what are you doing? And then when he shows us, to be a part of it. To look around and see where we see God working, and when he shows us, to be a part of it. Because the fact of the matter is, it's not guaranteed that we're doing that, that we're walking in that blessing. In fact, Jesus said this when he was on earth, he was looking out over Jerusalem, and he said, if you, oh, only you, Jerusalem, would have recognized the time of your visitation. God was visiting them in the incarnate person of Jesus Christ, and they missed it. They missed all the ultimate blessing. We can miss what God's doing if we're not looking for it. And so tonight, I want to speak to you about the power of a new song. The power of a new song. So I don't know if maybe, and truly, maybe you're newer. As a church, in the last year, we released an album called Glorious, a worship album, and it's been so exciting to see. Yeah, let's clap for that. So exciting to see what God has done. And so if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, you definitely should, because there's really a grace on it, and it's awesome to see what God's done. But God is working through the worship of James River Church, and that means he's working through all of us at James River Church. And what he's using is he's using worship music, worship songs to bring his presence to earth. And he wants us to be a part of doing something powerful, not just in this church, but in churches around the world. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? So I want to talk to you for a few minutes about this, these three things, okay? Why is God doing what he's doing? We want to talk about what is God doing right now? And then how are we a part of what God is doing? Because when we are a part of what God's doing and we see what he's doing, we are blessed, right? And I think, I believe that tonight, as you hear the word of God and you understand what he's doing, that God's actually gonna pour blessing into your life and your situation, and there's gonna be breakthrough in your life through the power of his word and the power of a new song, amen? Does anybody receive that tonight? Does anybody need a breakthrough tonight? Does anybody need victory in an area of your life tonight where you're saying, God, would you move? I believe you're going to experience that tonight in Jesus' name. So the first thing is, why is God doing what he's doing? Why is God having us as a church write worship songs and release them around the world? Why would he do that? And the first thing we need to understand about that is writing new songs and singing new songs is a command in scripture. I don't know if you knew that. The Bible is important. If we want to be blessed, we need to do what the word of God says, right? Did you know that singing a new song isn't a suggestion in scripture? It's a command. As believers, we should sing a new song. Now, I love singing songs in general, worship songs, but the Bible says sing a new song. And how many of you like new songs? You like new songs. Great. How many of you are like, it takes me a second. And say, you're like, because of where we're going, you might not want to raise your hand to that, which is understandable. In Psalms, you look at this. In Psalms, here's what it says. Psalm 33:3 says, sing a new song. Psalm 40, verse 3 says, sing a new song. Psalm 96, 1 says, sing a new song. Psalm 98, 1 says, sing a new song. In fact, let's look at Psalm 98. It says, sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. Oh, so this gives us insight to why we would sing a new song. We sing a new song because we're highlighting things that God has done for us. God has saved us. How many of you thankful God saved you? We would have no hope without him. God saved us. God shows us his mighty power. There's places in your life where you can look back to them and you can say, if God had not gone before me, if God had not been on my side, if God had not helped me, I would not be where I am today. I wouldn't see the blessing I see right now. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. How many of you would say, there's places in my life that I can worship the Lord because he's done great things? When we sing a new song of honor, a blessing, a praise to the Lord, it helps us connect our experiences from that time in our life to the good things God has done. There's times where you hear a new song and what's happening in your life at that moment is you're like, man, I just had a breakthrough. And then we're singing, praise the Lord, oh my soul. And you're kind of like connecting. God, I praise you for what you've done in my life. And God, I thank you for it. And all of a sudden, that song is permanently connected to the goodness of God that he showed you in that season in your life. That's the power of a new song. So Psalm 98 says it. I'll show you some other ones. Psalm 144:9 says it. Psalm 149:1 says it. Look at this. It says, sing to the Lord what? Yeah, you guys got it. A new song. Sing praise to in the assembly of the faithful. That's us. Praise the Lord. We're the assembly of the faithful. Aren't you thankful to be a part of the assembly of the faithful? For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with what? Victory. Singing a new song brings victory in your life. It brings a faith to your moment that says, God, I believe you're going to come through. Let the praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp sword in their hands. Singing a new song is like a weapon in your hand against the enemy. When you say, God, because it brings new things alive. It brings fresh faith into your present circumstance to say, God, I believe you're going to come through. God, I believe you're going to give me victory. And how many of you know God responds to faith? The Bible says faith can move a mountain. So if a new song puts faith in your heart, it means as you sing it, mountains are being moved in the name of Jesus. There's power in a new song. Yes, let's praise the Lord. You can feel people want to praise. Also in Isaiah 42, it says, sing a new song. In Revelation chapter 5, it says, sing a new song. In Revelation chapter 14, it says, sing a new song. Is it not crazy to you in heaven, in Revelation, in heaven, they sing new songs? Here's the thing about a new song. A new song can bring an old truth alive in a new way. A new song can bring an aspect of God's worthiness, of God's holiness, alive in a fresh way to you. You recognize something about God you never saw before. Look at Revelation chapter 5. It says, for the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and they sang a new song with these words, you are worthy. And we sang that tonight. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. Maybe you're like, how many songs can there be about the worthiness of God? There can always be another one. Because there's always an aspect of his worthiness, of his holiness, that we can understand new and fresh. Look at what they say in the following verses. Then I looked again and I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels around the throne and the living beings and the elders, and they sang a mighty chorus saying this, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. A new melody, a new sound, a new song being sung for eternity in heaven. We're gonna be singing and worshiping in heaven, singing new songs. And the Bible says, hey, you know what? When we worship the Lord, part of our worship as a church, we should be singing new songs. One of the psalms that I didn't read to you, I wanna read to you now because I really think it helps you understand the vision of what we're called to do as a church. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. We should always be writing songs about the fact that God saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he's done. This line, publish the glorious deeds among the nations. There's something powerful about writing a new song. There's something powerful about singing a new song. And there's something powerful about publishing a new song that says, this is what God is doing. This is who God is. This is what God is like. Think of this. David's writing, publish his glorious deeds among the nations. And David's in the middle of nowhere, essentially. He's a shepherd boy. Yet oftentimes, David talks about the nations, the impact of the nations. Why could he think he would impact the nations? Because he had faith. God, I believe your spirit, when it touches something, it has an impact far beyond what I could ever imagine. And to think he would have the faith that what he is writing would go around the world. And you know what? God honored his faith. We read the Psalms today. We sing aspects of the Psalms today. The songs David, King David wrote thousands of years ago are sang around the world. But we have a mandate as a church to say, God, we are going to sing a new song and we're going to tell the nations what you have done. And you know what? You could think, well, can we really do that? Could we really tell the nations? You know, it's a mandate from heaven. To say, God, we're going to publish things that get out to people who don't know you, to the darkest corners of the earth. And we released the first album, and think of this, the album has been played and sang in the Philippines, it's been played and sang in Slovakia, it's been played and sang in the Netherlands, it's been played and sang in Puerto Rico, it's been playing and sang all around the country. Yes, let's praise the Lord. I just want to show you a few clips. This is the Philippines, they're singing All Things New. This just happened. This is a worship leader in Puerto Rico. You can go to the next one. That's her singing Closer from the album in Spanish. In Puerto Rico, she leads worship. This is Slovakia, where they're singing Amazing God, or Abba Father. I love that guy in the front row. Isn't that crazy? Can we praise the Lord? Who would have thought? Who would have thought that God would use a church in Springfield, Missouri to bring worship to the world? It's a mandate from heaven. It's not just that's a cool idea. Why does the world need another new song? Why does the church need another new worship song? Because the Bible commands sing a new song. The Bible says, tell people what God has done among the nations. Publish it. I don't care. Maybe somebody's watching this tonight from another church. I would encourage you, no matter what size church, no matter where you're at, write new songs. It'll bring a fresh grace. It will bring to life what God is doing in your house, in your part of the country. There's power in a new song. Yeah, let's praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. So good. So we do it because the Bible says it, commands it, and that's part of what God is doing. What is God doing? That's the real question right now. How is God working? Because if we want to see what he's doing, we have to recognize that. And I think to understand what God's doing right now, you have to understand a little bit of the history of James River Church. When James River started back in 1991, our first full-time director of music was Jeff May. Yeah, woos for Jeff May. It's awesome. And when Jeff May was here, the worship at James River Church, the people of James River Church were a worshiping church back then. The worship was powerful. In fact, Integrity Music, which is like a Christian record label, came and listened to the worship of James River because they were like, man, the presence of God, they had heard the presence of God was powerfully moving in the worship, which is so cool. And then after Jeff May, there was a worship director named Randy Quackenbush. I actually interned with Randy when he was here. And we hired Randy because he was part of what he was called to do, and what we were asking him to do was help develop farther songwriting and what we believed God was calling us to do as a church. And we actually wrote songs and did them in church when Randy was here. And then following Randy, Scott Obrimsky, my brother-in-law, led the worship here at the church. Yes. And I remember when Scott was here, we wrote songs. Scott wrote some songs in the youth ministry. We wrote songs here in the main auditorium, and we would sing them, and it was powerful. And then after Scott Obrimsky, we had Sean Keith, and Sean Keith was a music director here, and he helped build the studio that's upstairs in the worship department. And that in that place, songs are being written that are touching the world because of God providing that. Yes, let's praise the Lord for that. And then Randall Cartwright led worship here. Yes, and when he was leading worship here, we wrote songs like Jesus Alive and Champion of Heaven, and it was really cool to see how God took us on a journey. Annie Kassler, back in 2015. Yes, cheer for Annie. Annie wrote the song Run to You back in 2015. And so I tell you all that to say, and honestly, I wrote a song back in like 2008 and then 2009. And then, here's the thing for me personally, and just really what started for me, and this is gonna make me sound old, but in high school, an album came out, a youth album came out, and there was a song called More Than Life on it. And if you know that, you should look it up, it's a great song. But how it goes, I love you more than life. And I remember it bringing like a fire alive in me. And this was a worship team that was like halfway around the world. And I was just like, man, worship can do something to the hearts of people. It can do something that makes you expands what you think God can do. It can help you believe for things that you're like, if I just sat here, I don't know if I'd have the faith for it, but you start to sing about it and something goes in your spirit. That's why music's so powerful. It's a little side note. Be careful what you allow into your spirit to the music that you listen to. God created music to connect with your heart, to put things in your heart. And so you, through the history of the church, we've seen God working. Don't ever despise in your life the day of small beginnings. The Lord loves to see the work begun, Scripture says. And so we've been pursuing that through the years, but really in recent times, we've seen an increased grace on it. Grace is when God brings together resources and people and opportunity all together because he wants to do something powerful, and we've seen that at the church. And we stepped out, really started writing for the first album in 2023. And as we were putting it together, God started to bring people together. He brought Brenton Miles. Brenton Miles grew up in the church. Brenton travels with like worship leaders like Chris Tomlin and Kerry and Cody Carnes, and is in Nashville, but he grew up here at James River. And he said, you know what, I'm starting to produce and I would love to be a part of a James River worship album. That's a grace from the Lord. We got connected with a guy named Sam Gibson, who's in Wales. He mixes and masters. That's what makes an album sound really good. He mixes and masters for people, everybody, like but Elevation and Brandon Lake and like all these amazing people. And you know what? It was like a God moment when we were on the phone with him. And it was like a moment where it was like, you felt the Holy Spirit there. And this is a guy that doesn't, it's not like he just does this for anybody. This is very rare that we had not made anything. Zero. And I'm like, would you please master our album? And he was like, I feel like connected through the Lord for what you guys are doing, and I want to be a part of it. That is amazing. Yeah, I think we should praise the Lord. We had musicians from around the world who were part of the first album. Since the album's released, we've had, I'll show you how many streams we've had. We've all-time streams, 1,412,410 streams, which is awesome. Praise the Lord. Now, when you see that, you can be like, wow, this must be a huge moneymaker for the church. Let me give you a little insight into the music world, okay? It's a blessing, the influence God has given to the church, but revenue-wise, this generates about roughly $6,000. And when you're making music, that money goes all kinds of places. That goes to help pay your producers. It helps go play for mixing and mastering. It helps go all kinds of places. So by the time all of that is broken down, like just off of this streams, like a lead writer would probably make $150 off this. So I hope that you understand, this is not about making money. This is about a mandate from heaven. This is about saying, God, we want to touch the world. God, and we're about what you're about. God, and you're about this, so we're about this. And it's powerful anytime we invest in what God is doing through our time and our energy, and we say, God, we're going to go this way because we sense a grace. It's powerful. Look at all the countries that the album has been streamed. I'll put it up there on the side screen for you. The blue is places that we've reached. Isn't that wild? Praise the Lord. So you can see a favor on it. And as we get ready for album two, God has connected us with a group in Nashville. It's like a group of people that are connected to the music industry. And they basically are helping us as we plan and put things together, because the music industry is complicated. What's cool about that is they've told us, like, hey, we're not taking people. We're not helping other people right now, but we want to help you. These are people that are like out of like big record companies like Capitol Music and things. And I'm just telling you that, like, you're like, cool. I mean, yeah, cool. It's so cool. Like, I can't even tell you how cool it is. It's so cool because it's such a grace from the Lord. I'm going to break my iPad up here. It's so cool. It's amazing. Because I asked them, I was like, hey, I talked to these people and I just wanted to let you know, they were asking about some of what we're doing. And they're like, oh, that's really nice. We're not taking any other people. It's a blessing. When we do the out recording in January, we're going to have the keys player who plays for Brandon Lake. We're going to have the guitar player who plays for Leland. We're going to have another guitar player who plays for Elevation here. And I just hope you understand that if I or any of us were to try to make those connections happen on our own, it would be impossible. It's not normal. And maybe like, I just hope for you to know, anytime you go where there's a grace where God is, God meets you there. God opens doors you can never open, does things you can never do by his power, by his grace, by his goodness. And we're seeing God do that at James River Church through the worship. God is working. God is moving because God wants to do powerful things. I'll just tell you one more cool thing that happened. We talked to Naomi Rain was here for Women's Conference, and that was really cool. We asked her the week before Women's Conference to come. And just so happened, her calendar had just opened the day before. Oh, just so happened, she had just told her manager, I would like to start singing Build Your Church again. Oh, just so happened, she wanted to come. Oh, just so happened, we had a conversation with them afterward about, hey, would you ever want to co-write on a worship song or be a part of something we're doing in the future? And her manager's like, yeah, we'd absolutely want to do that. That's not normal. Can we praise the Lord for his goodness? I'm going to ask the worship team to come. Because the third thing is, how are we a part of what God is doing? And first thing we had to think is, God, I need to recognize what you're doing, how you're using the church to be a part of what you're doing around the world. Because if you were like, I mean, we asked the question at the beginning, you know, why does the world need another song? So many people are writing songs. There's crazy stats about how many songs are uploaded every single day. And in one sense, if we asked that question, we'd be right. Right? God doesn't need you. God doesn't need me. It's not about us. God, though, does use people. And God stamps moments in time. He stamps melodies. He stamps lyrics with a grace from heaven. He stamps churches with a grace because he wants to do something special, something new. And God is using us, not me, not the worship team, all of us, every campus at James River Church, because presence has always been a part of this house. Worship has always been a part of this house. And he wants to use all of us. He wants to use you to bring his presence to some of the darkest places on the planet. Recognize, we need to recognize what God is doing is building James River Church. It's going to build the college. It's going to build the youth. It's going to build the kids. It's going to build the discipleship. It's going to build Freedom Conference, because when we sing songs that are new songs about what God is doing out of the house, it brings to life what God wants to do in people's lives. New songs are bringing his presence into places that are desperately needed. New songs are powerful, and God has graced us to write them because God wants to minister to people, but that means he wants to minister to you. And tonight, you might be listening to this and you might be like, that's awesome. I love that God is moving and I love that God is using the church. But you have some things going on in your life that are dark, that are desperate, places that you need faith. You need a fresh wind from heaven. Places where you need to do battle. Places where you need God to land his presence on you and put a sword in your mouth through the worship of Jesus that changes your situation. And I want to encourage you, sing a new song. But I don't feel like singing. Well, the Bible didn't say, if you feel like singing a new song, sing a new song. No, the Bible said, sing a new song. Because you need it, your soul needs it. And it's more than just what happens on the inside of you. It's what God does through the faith that he puts in your heart to bring actual power and change to areas of your life that are dark, areas of your life that are desperate, areas of your life where you just need the rain of heaven.